About 300,000 people are expected at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Sunday to watch the 87th Indy 500. And before the green flag, right before gentlemen start your engines, Jim Nabors, yes, Jim Nabors, will sing just as he has almost every year since 1972.
Race fans, this day is all about magical moments. And here is a magical moment. Back home again in Indiana, our dear friend, Mr. Jim Nabors.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candle.
Why is this song before this race as sentimental to some Midwesterners as the singing of My Old Kentucky Home before the Kentucky Derby? Well, commentator Bob Cook thinks he has an answer.
We Indy fans know it should be lame. We know it should be ridiculous. We know that the uninitiated view our adoration of Jim Nabors as a sign of supreme rubedom. But we want, no demand, that he sing Back Home Again in Indiana every year until he drops. And we're not just being ironic. Mere repetition can turn almost anything into a tradition. But it doesn't adequately explain why Indy fans would rather drink a pint of methanol than hear Back Home Again in Indiana sung by anyone else. Why an actor 35 years past his Gomer Pyle prime, who never lived in Indiana, gets a thunderous ovation every time he sings about the new mown hay sending out its fragrance and the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. It's not as if Nabors, as backed by the Purdue University All-American Marching Band and its world's largest drum, does the unimpeachably musically definitive version of the song. Indiana, as the song born in 1917 is actually titled, has been performed by tons of artists spanning the total history of commercially available recorded music. Artists like Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Gene Krupa, Nat King Cole, Dave Brubeck, and even Neil Diamond. What's attracted most performers to the song is that it could swing. Charlie Parker even recast it to create his bebop standard, Donna Lee. But Nabors does not swing. He attacks the song with the same overwrought sentimentality that brings his mostly retirement-age fanbase to its feet when he performs The Impossible Dream in supper clubs. Overwrought sentimentality, though, is exactly what courses through the Indy grandstands, and Nabors gives a musical voice to those feelings. The race attracts many of the same fans year after year, so there's a wistfulness and melancholy, accentuated through copious amounts of alcohol consumption, among the fans from around the world who reunite in Indiana with their racing buddies. But more than that, I suspect the emotion over Nabors' delivery has a lot to do with the fact that so many Hoosiers grow up to move out of state, and that so many come back for race weekend, like a big high school reunion, whether they're going to the race or not. Those of us who moved out of state did so not because we wanted to, but because it appeared to be the best way to turn our college educations into decent jobs. I grew up in suburban Indianapolis, so I never knew the smell of new mown hay, and I couldn't spot a sycamore no matter how many candlelights were illuminating it. But Back Home Again in Indiana, as sung by Nabors, captures the feeling of knowing I've set roots down elsewhere. It's corny, but it's true, and 300,000 Jim Nabors fans can't be wrong.
Bob Cook lives outside of Chicago. He writes a sports column for Flack.com.